State baseball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports crew live from the press box for all the action of Warriors baseball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network, right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
The Stan State Warriors and the Wildcats of Central Washington began last season with a four-game series. The Wildcats sweeping all four games in tight, nail-biting fashion, including winning three of the four in their final at-bat. Today, these same two teams begin their season with another four-game series, but with very different rosters, as the Warriors have 20 new faces on their club, while the Wildcats have a completely new starting rotation and lost six of their top seven hitters from last year. Same uniforms and programs, lots of new names and faces. Will we get a different result? Happy open day, everyone. Warrior baseball is back.
Whatever your game, whatever your level, Played Against Sports has you covered. From the field to the court, and every fitness or recreational pursuit in between. Our selection of both new and quality used sports equipment means you're always ready for the next challenge. Outgrow your gear, bring it in. Trade up or cash out. It's all about keeping you in the game. Reuse, recycle, replay. Visit Played Against Sports on McHenry Avenue in Modesto today.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Warrior Baseball Field on the campus of Stanislaus State University here in Turlock, California. Warrior Baseball 2026 is finally here, and we're still in the month of January. My name is Brian Nelson, going to bring you all the action all year long. And joining me for the opener again, well, I think it's got to be like the fourth or fifth straight year, is the coach, Larry Johnson. Larry, welcome back to the David Gomes broadcast booth.
It's good to be here, Brian. We finally have some sunshine showing up, and look forward to good baseball today.
Yeah, it should be nice, and it was a very foggy, cold day here. We were talking, Warriors are used to this because they've dealt with this basically for the last 2.5 months here in the Central Valley of California. And for the folks in Central Washington, they felt right at home, too.
Absolutely.
It's 44 degrees up in Ellensburg, and though it is a tad warmer here, not a whole lot. And so for those of you listening up in Washington, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you enjoy these next couple of days of baseball, as we appreciate you listening in. So, Larry, for these two teams, and we'll start with the Warriors, but really a lot of what we're going to talk about here could apply to both clubs.
For sure. I was talking to Kenny last Saturday at the induction of the Hall of Fame. So congratulations to Brian and Eric that is up in the Hall of Fame. But I talked to Kenny last week, and he was telling me he had 24 new faces. I'm going, oh my gosh. But it is. It's a new, completely new group.
The joke is, hi, my name is so-and-so. And for you and I, it's going to be learning not just names, but guys, how do they go, how do they approach pitching? How do they approach their at-bats? You know, how do they play defensively? There's so much that we're going to be learning over these next couple of days as we watch this team unfold. And really, it's the same thing for Central Washington. They bring a whole new group of guys. And for them, it's a new lineup. Will they get the same result? There's a team that could score a lot of runs last year. We remember the kid that moved on, Brandon Ponce. That guy was scary. He had 4 home runs here that weekend. Had himself a tremendous season. He is not here. Just to the joy, I think, of Kenny and the entire pitching staff. Back to Stanislaus. When you get early in the season, Larry, you're not going to have a lot of length from your starters. But you need them to be solid. What do you want to see from Valentine here in game one?
Maybe close friends. And stays ahead. You don't want to see him walk a lot of hitters. But that sometimes happens, you know, the first time out on the mound is a lot different than what he's been practicing during the week. Maybe in an inner squad or something, he's got a feel for it. But to get ahead of hitters in close fights.
And finally, offensive expectations. This is a very different lineup for Stanislaus. The last 3 years, we knew the names. We knew about everything about them. They moved the line along. They played small ball. They did little things to try and score runs. They were not a team that was going to match teams home run for home run. That may be a little different this year. Coach Kenny's brought in some guys that can really swing the bat.
What we're going to look for is probably what Kenny's been looking at for the last 2 or 3 weeks and a coaching staff to see where these guys are going to be able to fill in, where they're going to hit in the lineup. Will they swing a really good bat? They're going to look for what guys can do in game situations. It's going to help them throughout the season. Early on, it's Brian C. and how they perform.
And the lineup that we bring to you here in a couple of minutes may look different in game two. It may look different again tomorrow, because part of this situation this year, because there are only 32 conference games, because Sonoma State no longer has athletics and San Francisco State dropped their baseball program, there's only 9 teams in the conference. So a lot of extra preseason games. And talking to Kenny before the game, he says probably for his club, that's a huge blessing because it gives him more time to figure out what he has and what he doesn't have.
Exactly. That's going to be the key for the preseason game, is to see who does what in what situation, so they get a feel when they get into the league that they can put a lineup out there that they're comfortable with.
And it's not just who's in the lineup. It's where they're hitting in the lineup. Some guys maybe are better at the top of the lineup. Some guys may be more comfortable batting towards the bottom of the lineup. There are so many things that you're going to be learning. And for Coach Story and the Wildcats, it's the same thing. We talked about Brandon Ponce, but they lost Ben Lead, and they lost Justin Birch. I mean, they lost some guys that are really, really good players. But they bring back a preseason All-West Region player in Max Splitty. He will be their center fielder, hit .333 last year. When you're Coach Story, you've been doing this for 35 years, you get a completely new crop. What are you looking at? And before you answer that, Larry, Stanislaus has 21 more seniors as they brought in a bunch of transfers. Coach Story went young. He's got 9 underclassmen, freshmen and sophomores. We're going to see a couple of those freshmen here today. What are you expecting to see from Central Washington?
Well, and I think what the coach is hoping for is the guys that are veterans that are coming back, that they take some of those, you know, really young guys under their wing and say, hey, this is the college baseball game. It's a lot different than junior college. It's a lot different than high school. And that to get them fit into the program so they have success at this level.
Now, we talked about in the opening, completely different rotation for Central Washington. We're going to see a new guy, Camden Martindale, right-hander, D1 bounce back from St. Peter's. And yes, that is the same St. Peter's that went to the Elite Eight a couple of years ago in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. There are a couple of St. Peter's guys that have transferred into this program. How important, I think, for Central Washington on the road with a whole new rotation for guys to go at least 4 or 5 innings here early on? I think that's got to be real important for them.
True. And they're going to look, you know, pretty much the same thing that Coach Henry Mason is looking at on getting guys to throw strikes and, you know, handle certain situations in early ball games. That's really going to be the key for any team going out for opening day, first time through, with a lot of new faces, young people that, you know, that they can go out and have success. So they feel confident the next time they go out.
All right, well, for Coach Kennedy Nation and his counterpart this weekend, Desi Story, it'll be an interesting weekend for both as they hope to find some things out about their new squads. Earlier today, I had a chance to talk with Coach Kenny to get his thoughts on this year's team, how the uniform numbers will be the same, but most of the names will be very different, and what he hopes to see from his starting pitchers today, Austin Valentine and Zach Geis. It's the Coach Kenny Show, brought to you by Crivelli Insurance.
Life is getting more complicated, especially for those at